Milayim was a chenishmas from Nasinata by Rabbi Saul Yehuda on the day of his yard site, made a learning be a schus for his neshama, sponsored by his children, Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Kovel. We are on Ayin Vav Amud Alef, the Mishnah. Again, I don't know if those things were ran off or not. They weren't. We'll just have to imagine it. Anaisa Isha, if somebody wants to marry a woman, Kehenes, who's a Kehenes, and Rashi learns that this is for a Kayan, Pashtus. Rashi learns that this is not so simple. Taisus learns this is for a Kayan. Rashi learns it's for a Yisrael as well. He wants to make sure that he is marrying a woman that is Miuchesis. She comes from a family of Kahanim. But how does he know that the Kahanim are Miuchesim? It might be Mamzerus. Doesn't know. A Yisrael wouldn't be worried about Chalolos. A Kayan have to worry about a Chol also. Tarech Lubdek Achra Arba Yimos. I mentioned yesterday, this is Reb Meir's opinion. He has to check four mothers, Shehen Shmaina, which equal eight people, meaning two that are four on each side, and the Mishnah will explain. Ima, he has to check the woman's mother to see that she's kosher, that nobody knows anything bad about her. The aim, Ima, oh, you have it? Thank you very much.
I made different variations.
Different variations? Okay.
I mean, it's the same thing, but it's just different diagrams.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Mima.
Thanks, Laura.
He has to check the mother and the mother's mother. And that's two. The aim of the Ima. And he has to check the mother of the mother's father. That means he has to check mom, grandmom, and mother's father's mother, which is great-grandma. The Ima and her mother. So if you look at the chart, and the one I'm looking at, is the one on the front, the one that says Sheish Esri Yemois. This Mishnah is telling us that for Kehanes, right, you check Ima, Aim Ima, that's two. What? I don't know if that's true or not. I don't see it as accurate. I'm having trouble with the accuracy of the back. So I'd rather follow the front.
The dark one.
I think it's more accurate. So let's try again. The other side, that side. The one you have now facing you, yeah. So you have to check mom, Ima, Amima, right? That's mom, grandma, the Aim Avima, and the grandma of, right? See, it's not Avima. You don't have to check Avid. You don't have to check the boys. But you check the mother of grandpa. So the stop sign you don't have to check. You check the boxes. So far, we've checked box Ima, box Amima. Then we switch to the right column and check Aim Avima, Vima, and the mother of that, which is Aim Avima. So far, we've checked four ladies, four boxes. You checked box one, Ima, Amima, only the dark enclosed boxes, not the light, not the ones with the broken lines. Only the ones, this is with a good, it's very good, because he's got, whoever did this chart did a wonderful job, as we will see. Only the ones with the contiguous lines, if that's the right way, no breaking in the lines. What? Contiguous. So, Ema, Amima, then you move to the right column, Ema, Vima, and Ema, Vima. Those are the four ladies that you check on one side. the aim avia, then you move to the left side of the thing. You check. You don't check avia. You go up aim avia, v'ima, two boxes up, aim avia and aim avia. Then you move to the most left column. Skip avia avia. Notice we don't check men. And we go to aim avia avia and aim avia avia. So you're checking eight ladies out. Eight ladies. Four on the right column, which is the mother's side. Four on the left column, which is her dad's side. And you're checking out eight ladies to see that nobody said that they're mamzerim, or nobody said that they're halalim, for if they're kayin. There's nothing to worry about. That's if this is a kahenas. Levim Yisraelis, which are not as miyuchas, so our concern is greater. You add one more, which is one more up on each one. So you go up one more on the broken lines in the right column, one more in the center column, one more in the center left, and one more in the center all the way to the left. Because we're more worried about the Yichus, about the Levi and Yisraelis, than we are about Kehenes.
Why is
it
more about people above
this? Oh, we're going to get there. That's what I'm saying. That's going to be in the Gemara.
We're closer to the
we're worried about the Nabi Yichus. There might be Mamzeris here.
We're not as worried.
We're worried enough to check eight.
No.
We're not as worried. Kahanis, Kahanim, are you a mamish? I'm surprised at you. Bas Kayim.
I'm saying the opposite. I would worry more about Kahanis than I would for Bia.
Why?
I'm Kiddush.
Okay. If you marry into a Kayim's family.
Right.
Kahanim's family are purer.
Right.
So you only have to check eight. And if you marry into a Levi's family, you have to check 12. It's not the Kayin marrying. It's into a Kayin's family. So you can assume you don't have to worry as much by a Kayin's family as you do by a Levi and Yisraelis.
You're worrying pretty much.
Again, I'm just reading the Mishnah. I'm not here to comment on the thing. No editorializing. Dr. Rashi, Isha Kahanis Davka Nakit Kiditani Sefer. Leviv Yisraelis, Nasiv Nayadacha. So what says Kahanis means only Kahanis. Arbi Mos Sheshmai, the Baitki Medresa Arbi Mos. Shtai Mitarav, Shtai Mitareim. Shem Shmaina, Kalachas Mam Ima Veim Ima. It's four, but each one we add one, so it ends up being eight. For instance, you go Ima, and then you add Aim Ima. You go Eim Avima, then you add Eim Avima. Each one you start with one and add the one above it. Baitkin.
There's no difference
between
Levi and Israel.
Rashi learns it's only anybody that marries. Titus learns it's only Kahanim that can marry. They have to worry about these things. Baitkin Shalom Mamzera Seachas and Absulus Lachol. What? I can't hear you.
The boxes we check.
Again, if you notice, some of the boxes are continuous lines, and some are broken lines. We only used one of the broken lines. We didn't go all the way up yet. Yeah, we're going to have a case later on. I mean, we got to give them my chance.
The V and Yeshua are in the same category, no?
Yes.
The same, 12 for those.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Baitkish Lahay Mamzeris Achas Napsulus Lakol. Rashi learns we're checking for Mamzeris. Aim Avi Imash Ishizu, should I say? He checks the mother of the mother's. It's very complicated. Aim Avi Ima, the mother of the father of the mother. The Imash Aim Avi Ima. The Aim Avi Ishizu, should I say? The Imash Aim Avi, the mother of the father's mother. Ve'im avi avi azazu shunayis ve'ima. The view of Israel is the kain. Well, the kain said, "Mesiv roid achas. Im achas, im achas, b'chol zug b'zug. Ima ve'im ima ve'ima ve'chein kulam." That's why I like this side, because it's clear the boxes and the broken boxes. You can hold cut much better. and it's more accurate. So, if you look at it again, for a kahanis, you do the enclosed boxes. Ima, add one mother. Emavima, add one mother. Emavia, add one mother. Emaviavia, add one mother. By Levia and Yisraelis, we add one more box in each one. So, what happened was, which was 8, now turns into 12. Now, the following people don't have to be checked out anymore.
Let's say we go to a box that we have to check, and they don't have an answer to the question.
Then she's not miyuchesus.
Oh, so it has to be, it's not like the Sforah Chitzoni is that...
No, no, this is Remeir Shita. We check everybody out.
And if there's no, if the person does not know...
Marry somebody else. Again, those people that were Machpon HaYichus. But Meir was very concerned about Yichus. We had many Gemaras. This time I didn't want to marry this family, so they were very concerned about Yichus. Is Bavel more Meyuchus? Is Eretz Yisrael more Meyuchus? Is Afghanistan more Meyuchus? Right? We talked about all those things. Ein Blaitkin, to the following people, we can stop our search. If you go up and you find that this woman's grandfather served in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So stop. His mother had been checked out before he served in the Beis HaMikdash. There are people that you know were checked out. They don't let anybody serve in the Beis HaMikdash until they're pure. And therefore, you find that somebody in that family served in the Beis HaMikdash, don't go further than that. Any Beis HaMikdash. They didn't let Kehanim serve when they weren't pure. No, they did not. They bought the Kuna Gdeh, but they were Kasher and Kehanim. So we have this image of the second Beis HaMikdash being a bunch of Rishon walking around doing whatever they want. Not true. They served Avodah, they did Avodah every day, the Kohanim didn't. There were certain offices that they bought off, and they were Tzedukim, there weren't Tzedukim. It's not like they were Rishon walking around. Chas v'shalom. There weren't Tzedukim. That doesn't mean everybody was a Tzeduki. But they didn't serve in the Mizbeach. Anyway, Tzuki's not a Pesul Yichus anyway. Loimin Aduchan Lamaila. If you come to a person who's Levi's grandfather, the Levi sang on the Duchan. Duchan was the stage that they used to play music on by the Korbanos. A Levi that was there was checked out. Shiloh, I should answer.
Why?
Because they didn't let it go. Because he worked in the Beis HaMikdash. You didn't work in the Beis HaMikdash unless you could prove your purity. Now, I want to add that there's a Machlekes of Masechta Sukkah who played the music, whether they were Levim to begin with. So therefore, the Mepharshim speak out here that it's the one that sang. Singing was only done by pure Levim. Musical instruments might have been played by Yisraelim, might have been played by Avodim, what Mandi Amar says in Sukkah. So therefore, when we say duchen, we don't mean the instruments; we mean the singing. Weiter.
But were they? But in the mikdash itself, they were both in the same area.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is the problem because you're not allowed to walk in the mikdash?
No.
Is it because
they didn't allow people to serve unless they were pure? I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you.
What I'm saying is that it's nothing to do with where they are in the mikdash.
Correct. 100%.
In the chutzner.
100%. They were in the Azara. They never walked into the building. Levim never walked into the building. They weren't allowed to. The Duchah was in the Azara. Correct. And they did the Shira. Yes, doctor.
I think we've covered this, but I just went for a moment.
Again, this is not the time and place to discuss Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, but I will say the following. Mamzerim were allowed to walk, I think, were allowed to walk into the Azara, wherever Yisrael was able to walk in. There are certain places that are restricted that you can't go in unless necessary. And if it wasn't necessary, they weren't allowed to walk in. A Kayan wasn't allowed to go per certain places unless it was necessary. Yisrael couldn't go past certain places unless it was necessary. He had to do certain things he was allowed in. It was a very restricted area. There was an Eretz Yisrael where Yisrael could come in whenever they wanted. As is Kahanim, because Kahanim can go whenever they wanted. Beyond that, it was only at need. You didn't stop and walk around.
Walked into the area of the Avoda for no reason. Was subject to what punishment?
I don't know. I don't think it was any. I don't think there was a punishment, but I don't know.
Okay. The other question that I have is if a monster,
he's not a kayan.
This qualifies.
Correct.
Okay.
Sorry?
The 15 steps
were to where? Because Ezra's Nashim and Ezra's Yisrael. Ezra's Nashim is not the Azara. Tzmeim, certain Tzmeim are restricted from Ezra's Nashim. Azara started Ezra's Yisrael, the top of the 15 steps. Char Nichnar. Beloimin at Sanhedrin Ulamayla. If you find that somebody's grandpa served in the Sanhedrin, you know he's pure. They didn't let people on the Sanhedrin unless they did the investigation. And if the forefathers were Shaitri Harabim, people appointed to be police officers, for lack of a better word, over Harabim. Trust me, if they were puzzled, you would have heard about it. Because these are the people that aggravate other people, and they get reactions. So if they went through without being called apostle, you know they're kosher. The Gabbai Tzaka, same thing. Gabbai Tzaka hound people, and therefore if they were apostle, you would know about it. Masiya Lakuna, they ain't Tzarech Lubta Gachrayim. Once you get there, you can marry their daughters. You don't even have to check any further. Meaning, don't have to worry about their mom and their grandma. They were checked. The B'yaisi Aymer, in Tzipuri, they had a list of people qualified to judge monetary cases. And anybody who was there, Rashi's not going to use the word aid. Anybody who was on that list had been checked out. In Tzipuri, they were makbid not to let anybody judge unless he was checked out. Even people that were in the Stratia Shemelech, I don't know what he translated. Stratia? Right. In certain armies, we'll see in the Gemara, they never took anybody in unless they were pure because of the schus to going to war. They didn't want psulim there by war. And we'll talk about that in the Gemara. Yes, doctor.
When he said Shetram, looking how they got on people's
nerves,
that was
worse,
or was that
here? The Gemara. Rashi. Ein bayt fun a mesbeh le mile his go lived to be boys. He started checking moms. Vata shavi avi shim sham mesbeh. Vi du shim yukhsu. That's a riot, he's miyukhs. Let me adukh le mile. Who was our shabel et al levim betukhn? He stood near the levim on the stage with shira shir to think. Let me said hedron le mile. Nimbus in hedron. Ein tarakh lived to guys side. Chay chay to ram begabit zakum. Mesim b'nei sem l'kayin, v'ein tzichin livdak. The time of the kulam of Irish, the Gemara will explain.
Now, Moshe Rabbeinu did not check out his ichus, or the ichus of his wife, right?
She was a giyaris. You don't have to check a giyaris' ichus. You know exactly where she comes from. Gayim. There is no psul by Gayim. Quote Klaus McGrabber, you mad Giyaris, you know who the Mechutin is, Avraham Avinu is your Mechutin.
Huh.
Yeah, after the game,
right?
What?
You'll go out and marry Gary,
Yoda. Who? By Tremendo, why not?
Because he's a lady. Now he wasn't a Kohen.
Again, there was no Kahuna at that time anyway. Avmishai Chasim Barakyat Sipari, by the way, he was a Kohen. But that's not the game now. That's a Sugyun Zwachim. We're not going there. The city was called Yeshana. There was a city called Newtown, and there was a city called Old Town. So Yeshana is the name of a city. In Yeshana, near Tzipuri, that's what it is. Hayu Yerushma Chadasha, the son of a Chadasha. Ba'arkin, she custom a Sidra had to Yonim, she Yarugilim Liyachas, as a royal Lodin. They used to be Miyachas, those who were capable of judging monetary cases. So I'm a Yuchasim. The Chaisun al HaSeder, they had in their files, plainly appointing Yuchasim him. She'ein Regil and B'nei HaMakam, Limnes Dayan She'ein of Yuchas. That was in that city. That was their own Qumrah. They're not going to elect judges that are not pure. And therefore, in that city, if you were on that list of qualified judges, you were pure. That doesn't mean if you weren't on the list, you weren't pure. Not everybody wants to judge. Not everybody is capable of judging. Istratya shamelach b'gemar v'farishla. Zot gemar v'ayta maishna b'dashi b'tkina and maishna b'gavri le'b'tkina. We don't check fathers. We're only checking moms. Nobody's checking the father's father was kosher. We're only checking moms. Why aren't we checking men? Zot gemar, I'll tell you why. Because nashi dechiminti ba'adadi b'raisu dechiminti. When women fight, when they want to call each other names or accuse each other of something, they say you're not theistic. You hang around with men. You do terrible things. That's their conversation piece. So b'meila, we don't hear about yichus, because that's not what they're discussing. When they have arguments, they're accusing each other of not living up to the standard of a bas yisrael. If there's a yichus problem, you won't hear about it. However, men, when they fight, and you want to call somebody a name, the yichus in udemensi, you accuse them of not being a yichus. You would find out about it. There's no reason to search. You would have known about it. Because that's what people call each other. That's what they get involved in when there's arguments. Now, again, I know I'm going to get Musa here, that we don't fight, and even when we fight, we never call people names. I know, we're great and wonderful. But obviously, the Gemara is saying that the derech of people, when they fight, is they might call each other and impugn each other's integrity or whatever. By women, they concentrate on tznias. By men, they concentrate on yichas. That's all. Next. Dr. Gemara by Tip. V'yu nami tiptik b'didei. Why don't we say the woman should check him out? Why is he checking the woman out? Why isn't she checking him out? Dr. Gemar, Messiah, Leila Rav, Damar, Yudam, Rav, Lehuzuk, Sheris, and Aslam, Sulam. They don't have to worry about it. Now, this is the way Rashi learns, a little bit of a stretch. Of course, a kosher girl can't marry a mamzer. But it means, since we see that when there's Sule Kahuna, girls that are kahanim have no restrictions. That means we don't have to worry about the lady's purity as much as the man's purity, because the Torah is more lenient. So even by chashash mamzeres, which is only a chashash, we say girls don't have to vet. Rashi will explain it much better than I can, so let's read Rashi. Ma'ishna b'nashim lebetkina k'dekani dalali mos, l'kani arba avas. She b'aitkin aviyav aviyim aviyo shalohim mamzeres. When they speak unseemly about each other, when they, what word am I looking for? They call each other names. Elabas nus. They talk about tnias, nus. That's what you do. You hang out with men. Chulu v'chulu. The means of the Ika, who milsa, lives so yuchsin, less the color. Even Nami, I can't ask my little chichu, lived in the yichas, follows Dalai Mos. Why don't you check her father, her husband's parent, mothers? They'll make him also be the shame mishmachta b'yuchsin. The huzuk shemis kahanis and aslam psulim g'chaloli g'eru charuri. Now, here comes Rashi. Rashi's worried about mamzeres. If you're worried about mamzeres, what do you mean, like, huzuk shemis and aslam psulim? The kibin d'leik, be the tayra aleim l'yuchsin. Since the Torah is not makbed, that when they have, the kahanis can marry a ger, doesn't Torah doesn't care about it. Rabbona nami lo avud b'mayla l'atruchinu b'dinkam. So the Rabbana said, we'll go easier on the women. We're not going to make them check it out. Only if we know about something. Rashi learns, that pshat is, the Torah was more makeu by women's yichus than by men's yichus. By kahanim. Kahanim can't marry a Geiris, and a Ger can marry a Kahana. So even though there's reasons for that, but the bottom line is the Torah was not as strict with the female population of Kahanas as they were with the males. For whatever reason, that's the bottom line. So when the Rabbanan came along and said, we're going to institute this Chumrah, check four generations up, or whatever it is, we're only going to do it by the men. We're not going to do it by the women. It's not a real fear. It's a Chumrah. That Chumrah we don't do by the women. We see that the Torah goes easier on women than it goes on men. Not by Mamzerus, the Torah never went easier, but by Kahanim it went easier. So that's an indication to the Rabbanan, don't add your Chumrahs on the women, only add it to the men. That's what Rashi learns.
So what are we checking?
Mamzerus, Rashi learns. Stukas, any psule koho.
We're checking the Kohen,
eight things for the woman. Her parents, so the man can marry her. We're checking it for the benefit of the man. We didn't tell the woman, check out your husband.
Or her mother.
Or his mother. We don't do that. Now, this is Tyson doesn't like Rashi's shot. Because we don't see any leniency in psule koho by ladies than by men. So Rashi says, since we see by kahuna a leniency by ladies over men, so when the Rabbanan instituted this chumrah, they left ladies out. And that's Rashi, not me. Weiter. Don't think of my weiter. Adamarava, Tani Dalini, Moshein, Stein, Estrei. He added one more, and that's your other broken box that we didn't use till now. He added the second broken box up. For a Kahanis and for Levi and Yisraelis, meaning.
He went all 12 for everyone?
I guess he went 12 on Kahanis and 16 on. I'm sorry. It was 8 by Kahanis and 12 by Levi. So he went to 12 to 16. But Masnitatana, Dali Marsh and Stein Esrei. The Mishnah, the Brisa seems to say, add one more, 16 for Kahanas, and then 20 for Yavi Israelis. So it took my Mishnah, Miller Radabava, Mukim Lab, and Lavi of Israel, that's Israel. And Masnitatana, name of Pliga. Meaning, how can these people argue in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said 8 and 12. The bottom Bible comes along and says 12 or 16. Where did he get that from? There it says, he might be talking about a Leviah. So he's adding to 12. He doesn't mean 12 or 16. He means by Kahanis it's 8 and add 1 by Leviah. He's saying the Mishnah. But the Brisa says add a pair. Right? The Brisa says add a pair. That's more than the Mishnah. Mishnah says limit 12. The highest number you go is 12. And here is the Mishnah saying 16. Zok to Gemara. Elamath name Elif Ligisloy. My oid achas. Zok achas. When the Mishnah said add one, the Mishnah understands it to mean add a pair. Go to 16. By Levi and Yisraelis. So everybody agrees Kahanis is 8. The Mishnah said you add one by Levi Yisraelis. Rabbi Abba understands that to mean, the way the Maskana and Gemara, make it 12. The Brisa says one means one set, one double. Go to 16. Both broken boxes.
How many generations back we're going? Four,
I don't know. One, two, three, four, five.
Right. So the person you're asking, he must be 200 years old.
Maybe, but I don't think so. I think you just investigate. I don't know what the investigation entails, honestly. I don't know. I can't answer your question. So I don't know how you investigate your wife's great-great-grandmother. Rashi. What? I can't. What? When somebody talks, I can't hear you, yes. He's talking and learning. Yes.
Are the rules that we're learning
No. Because this is Remeir. I spoke this out at the beginning of the Mishnah. Nobody should get nervous. This is Remeir. We don't pass through this way. Rashi. The Rashi seems to say Esrei, a kol zug ma'isig libdik aitein l'mailo. One extra. Sheish Esrei, a kol zug shemistayt ba'ishi imlich ol yoyin v'eivim. Muki lo b'liyam Yisrael. Listen, Tony, must need some ma'isig for noyin l'achas. Rabban Abba meant, by Yisraelis you go to 12. Milayim ha'pligi ma'isig. I must see for noyin l'achas in 20 b'mishnah. Zug achas shtei ba'is. Dr. Gemara Vaitam Ramuda Marav Zutibir Mayor. Avachamimimim, call Mishmakas Vachaskus Kshara said, I'm just, you don't have to do any check. That's how we paskin. Therefore, what the Mishnah said is no halmatnagay la lochalamais. Rashi, Zutibir Mayor, Stamasis in the match of Medika. Avachamim argue, Frank the Gemara, ain't he? Not that way. Vavarav Chama Baguya Marav. It's the same as the Kairal of Yerur. The only time you need Batika is when people are claiming that there's Psulim here. There's an Yerur. Somebody is coming. Rashi says that two Adam are coming and telling us that there's been a Kairal. There's rumors about this family. That's where you have to make the check out. But if nobody says anything, the Mishnah doesn't mean you have to check. So that means the Mishnah can go like the Chachamim. So why are you saying it's only going like Dr. Meir? You're right. If you learn Pshat the Mishnah only with Irur, then it's not Rekhu Meir. If you want to say that the Mishnah is even without Irur, then it's only Rekhu Meir. So Rav is quoted both ways. Rav Yudam Rav quoted that it's Rekhu Meir. Rav Chama Baguyam Rav quoted that it's with Irur. So Rav said one of the two. We don't know which of the two he said, but they don't work together. Isn't the Amram Rav Yudam Rav? Zudiver and Meir. Have a Chachamim Meir called Mishmachas Vecheskes Ksheres say like this. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guyam and Rav that even the Chachamim agree Kaira Lavirur Tzarech Lifted Gachra. The Mishnah is Rav Meir. The Mishnah is saying you always have to check. Chachamim say you don't have to check. So Rav added, if there's rumors flying around, check it out, even according to the Chachamim. Rashi, Zudiver and Meir Stam Asis Namachim Medikim Kshkarov Iru. Two Adam set some kind of shemetz, spot of soul. The Lord Shemitin Adam's Gemara, they're not testifying that somebody's a mamzer, because if that were true, there's nothing to check out. Now, you see this coil, they're telling us that there was a rumor. The key was the cry, Yudav Rav Chama, Aliba the Rav. Tzarech Liv the Gachra, Vilu the Rabbanon. Rabbanon would agree if there's an error. You have to check it out. Don't think about right there. Ain't Baitkin, and I'm a Zbeach Ulamayla. My time up. Why? He loved the Batku, loved the Maskele. They wouldn't have checked him out. They would have not let him serve in the Mizbeach. This is the proof of his purity in Yichus. Lo'emin aduchin alamayla, my taima, namamar, shesham hoyo yaisrem, and the lishkas hagazis, Sanhedrin met, from morning to evening, and one of their jobs was, miyachse kahuna, miyachse levia. Any kayin or levi that showed up to do avayit in the Beis HaMikdash, or to think, the Sanhedrin investigated their yichus. That was part of the Sanhedrin HaGadol's job. And therefore, if they let him in, that means he's pure.
But this is according to
Rav
Meir only?
No, according to Rabbanan, it's not necessary to check, period.
Right, I'm saying this is only according to
even according to Rav Meir, who requires a check. No, a second. No, this is not a very good point, no. And Rabbanan also agreed that the servant of the Beis HaMikdash, they checked you out. They didn't do it for marriage. Rabbanan agreed that a Kayan shows up and says, I'm a Kayan. It meant nothing in the Beis HaMikdash. Who says? Maybe you're not a Kayan, first of all. Maybe there's Mamzerus. Everybody agrees to that. The Shaila is, do you take that to marriage? Rabbanan said, yes. Rabbanan said, no. But to work in the Beis HaMikdash, they definitely checked out the Yichus. In fact, Achroinim deal with the question, why do we rely on somebody when he walks into shul and he says, I'm a Kayan? Why do you rely on him? Not Neman to say he's a Kayan. Gemara says, I'm an Nikayan as any Neman. So why do we rely on a Nikayan? Why do we rely on a guy walks in and says, I'm Yisrael, maybe he's a guy. Terence says, there we have a rife. Guy man coming in to show the Davim Shachris, usually. But why do we believe that he's a Kayan? Big China, in Paiskim. The answer seems to be because they're not really doing much. Meaning, they get the first Aliyah Gzuntayt. They do, that's their problem, not our problem. The only thing is Pidgin Aben. That's why the Kraw used to look for a Kayan Meyuchas to do a Pidgin Aben. That's where the Rappaports got their thing, because the Kraw was happy with the Rappaports. Kayan Meyuchas, that's why the Kraw did it, because how do I know the guy's a Kayan? Usually, who cares? Not a Kayan, so what do I care if he dukhans? Makes him happy? Not my problem.
Rebbe said originally, he said, if a person says he's a Kohen, you don't believe him.
In the Beit HaMikdash, that's what I said.
The Beit HaMikdash...
comes to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, comes in and says, I'm a Kohen, we say, that means nothing, what you just said. And, by the way, in Halacha, the Mishnah says, if a guy wants to eat truma, he comes to you and he says, I'm a Kohen, give me truma, you don't give it to him. The question is, why today don't we paskin that way? We don't. Fact. Answer is, what's in a geya? The Azuka, that's his problem. He can get a first aliyah, what he do?
You have some kind of a certificate or something?
What, that he's a miuchas? They let him work in the Mishamikas. That was the proof. Truma, that's right. Catch him, and, you know. Pidgin HaBen is the only thing that we rely on, and we give it to a person that claims he's a Kayan. Unless, we do. How do you know you gave it when you, I know you had a Bukhar? You was a Kayan to redeem Pidgin HaBen? How do you know he's a Kayan?
This is
The Kraw went around being played himself, so he was convinced that he had a Kayan Meyuchas. The Kraw did it multiple times. The Mitzvah derives that he did it multiple times. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Shoshama Yayashim Belishkas Hagazis Yayashim Sanhedrin Mitamach Oshachar Tamach Shemein Havayim Meyachsim Asachanim Olevim Vahavdu the Psulim and Havayim and Haduchim. To separate Psulim from Havayim and from Duchim. Fine. Beloim Sanhedrin Olamayla My timer. The 20 of Yayashim Shem Shabazin Manukim Batzedek, Tach Manukim Mikomum. Just like Bazin has to be honest, purity and honesty, they also have to be Manukim from Komum, the Trashi, Sul Yachsin. Sahedrin Gedav, Aik Dail, Aik Tana, goes on Bazin Agadl and Bazin Akotin. Meaning, it has to be a Sanhedrin, a Bazin of 23. Abu Dayanam Baal Maloy. Regular monetary Dayanam are not checked out. Because it'll come on like the Gemara says later, yes.
Well, so we're saying Stam Mishnah's from Meir, right? But we're saying the Rabban argue with this, right?
Only by marriage!
I'm talking about marriage, right?
Yes.
So my question is, so why isn't the Rabban Shita put in here?
Stam Mishnah or Meir?
No, I'm saying, but why? Again, if...
You'll have to write Rebbe a letter and find out. Send him an email, Tribeinu HaKadosh and Shemayim. And ask why didn't he put the Chacham Shita in the Mishnah? I don't know. It's good. Many times this happens. It's not the first time it's happened.
I'm saying most of the time when it's dumb, if your mayor, Mashman, I don't know, argue with him. Your mayor's the one that said it, and no one's arguing with him. Here it's not like that.
Yeah, that's why Rob's coming along and telling you it's not that way. Exactly. That's why Rob is coming to tell me. Your question is, why didn't Rebbe mention it? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not answering your question. I say, I don't know.
That's fine. I still...